Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. With this week, it is episode, I can't remember, it's episode 13. Unlucky for some, 13, but for me, it's not unlucky at all. Tonight, I am joined by the sassiest little bitch in town. It is the only Sassy.
Hello, love. Thank you so much for having me on.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming on. You're such a lovely lady yourself. How are you doing? Are you all right?
I am the very best, love. Absolutely spectacular. Chickity-boo. What
Chickity
about yourself?
Boo, you. Fuck, I'm great. I'm living the dream. Sitting here drinking a glass of Prosecco and chatting in the back room full of women's clothes.
In Tokyo. It's absolutely lovely.
Women's clothes in Tokyo.
The smell of arse. I love it.
Many perfumes that come through duty free with me. Like, there's my perfume shelf, my makeup palette shelf, jewellery shelf.
Anyone need a palette? You could open your own branch and be perfect in here.
Fuck, you could get sponsored. Come on in, girl.
Do blusher.
I'm like,
excuse me, love, that's a lovely wee shade of lipstick there.
People are like, do you do blusher? I'm like, yes, just give me your cheeks there. Smack, smack. Fucking scundered for you and I get out. You're blushed now, you bastard.
Slap her on that bake.
Slap them cheeks. Arse cheeks.
Look at you, cheeky, cheeky girl.
Cheeky fucking bastard. Well, yes, once again, thank you. As we all know, this is the podcast of tangents. It just goes like so anyway.
Moving on.
Yes, well, welcome along. The used to be Sassy Longshaft, original name.
It did. Back in the day. I have no idea where the fuck or why I ever thought that was a good idea.
Girl, tumble dryer.
I mean, I love that. I've always loved it.
I still. I'm like, people go, why? I'm like, why not? You don't forget it.
I remember years ago whenever you first started doing drag and you did the photo shoot, like, with the... I think, did you do the pictures as well on the... And you were sitting in the washing machine or the tumble dryer?
Yes, I did. Take them myself.
Oh, I remembered seeing them. Like, that is fabulous. I love that.
I am a self-made woman, man, gentleman.
Concept.
I pulled... That was my washing machine in an old apartment. I just trailed it out of its... where it was.
Did you put it on and go for a ride?
And in order to try and make, like, a white background, I just used loads of bed sheets around the kitchen. Per housemate was probably like, what is this fucking deck up to?
What is this
fridge doing? Straight. And I was like, oh,
he was a lovely fella.
Was I?
I remember being in that old apartment.
I know, do you remember? East Belfast, then another one, and all the houses. But yeah, that was self-made, that lovely lady on top of a washing machine.
I loved it. It was great.
Fog on stanking. I don't know where it is now. What about type it into Google and I come up like wanted for ugliness?
Were you wearing those old black and white stripy trousers?
Fuck. I nearly choked on the... Oh. Hello, Blaze. How are you, my friend?
My friend, I have Prosecco for you.
Roxy has left room. I come and I host now. My name is Jalabah.
And I am Mahala.
Hello, no, Sassy.
Hello, welcome to Dubai.
You are haram, is that right?
Yes.
Anyway, I love a character. I could go into a character and that'd be me for the night. I could be... Like
I'm
the door
wild for it.
Close. I'm like, oh, well, we'll maybe come later on. We'll play character game. We'll
oh, play. Gag.
Oh, yes. Stick around, folks, because we'll get there. We do get there.
Yeah.
You start off as Longshaft, and you're probably like, why? What?
I have no... Well, it actually came from... Sassy came from... It was actually my first... pet's name.
Oh, really?
It was a little cat.
Oh, so you really followed the drag queen thing? Like,
yeah.
It's the first name.
I literally googled it.
Was it your pet's name? The first street you lived on? So you lived on Longshaft Avenue?
The Longshot. The Longshot Road in Ballyrobert.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
Was that the play on, was it? Was it that? The play
it was,
on words?
Yeah, it was long that. And I was just like, well, I can't have long shot. And then I just changed to long shaft.
Long shot would be perfect now.
Like, oh, it would probably, yes, it would have worked quite well.
Like Spider-Man and somebody with an iron shot.
Do you remember back in the day, it was all very, you kind of wanted to have a name that was a bit risque or a bit wild. It wasn't all this just like one name or...
Oh God, people now know like, my name, what's your name? Like, Gothic Face Never Smiles. I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Like, that's people's, you know.
I look grim.
Yeah, like, there's ones all like boob tube and all, or like, I don't know, just weird. I'm like, what? Or like, I don't know, like Lemonade. I'm like, please welcome Lemonade.
Yeah, I do love a really stupid name. Like I just think it's so fucking funny.
Like the play on words ones that are proper fucking. I have a list and I fucking adore them. For a long, long time, we sat in the dressing room on a Sunday night, me and the girls, and we just kept putting them together. Like, add more.
It's just anything works. It's just like barn door. Welcome to the stage.
Barbador.
Barbador.
Or like Cocoa Mall. There's these ones. See now, every time I talk about this, I'm like, where did it go? The list. Giza Bucket G. She's more of a sort of an Indian drag queen. Giza Bucket G.
Giza Bucket G.
So you're talking about those ones that are like a play on names. Like,
oh, they're great.
The puns, I love them. Like, there's a lovely drag queen who wouldn't be allowed around kids called Molly Store.
Yeah, she's, yeah,
it's terrible. There's a recycling queen. She loves to recycle, very green. She's called Sarah Bin.
Bryson House.
Oh my god, there's a drag king.
Drag king.
Bryson House. H-A-U-S.
House.
Bryson House.
I'm Bryson House. I'm from East Berlin.
I am German. I like to be from the house. Moaning Lisa. She just complains, but I hate this.
Oh my god, I hate this.
There's Leukemia. She's very sick. She doesn't do very much. She hasn't been on the scene in a while.
She has a lot of, like, park and barks.
Like park and ride. There's an Italian drag king called Bruschetta. Chopped tomatoes, onions. Oh, it's a ding.
Bruschetta is a squeal.
Bruschetta. Of course, there is Mike Rufone, the chatty drag king that loves to come out and tell you things. Ma Hoorah. She'd be a drag mum.
Oh, right, yes.
As in, like, Maharaj.
Maharaj.
Northern Ireland, yes. Very, very all in.
Maharaj. She could also be Indian.
And there's also the Asian drag queen who always worries about things, and she's called Dawn Ting Time.
Shaking like a shitting dog.
Think I can do this. Take two shots, love, in these 3500s. Take two fat.
Jesus. God.
They're a good tablet. What was your first gig? How did you get into this big old world of lady impersonation?
It was actually, well, I mean, I've been dressing like a woman since I was a child, running up and down the street, dolled up in bits. Yes. Very that. But it was in school. In our drama class, they kind of dared me to do it for our last night out.
Oh, I dare you.
I dare you.
Put on dungarees.
Go on ahead.
And then neon heels you haven't got off your feet in years.
Never.
They still go.
No, well, I mean, we're under about the 15th generation now.
Oh, yeah, it's me and my couple of them ones down there. There's loads of, like, reiterates, like, oh, yeah. Your auntie would be proud of you.
And then I've got ones that, like, one shoe needs, like, re-healed on it. And then I'm like, oh, sure, I'll just put the orange on with it and just wear a yellow and orange one. I'm like, fuck it.
Or you just walk in them and you can hear the metal. Like, I don't care.
That night that I did Cabaret with yous, and I came off, and Trudy, and maybe you or whoever, was like, all we could hear from out here was your fucking metal bit of your heel on the stage.
Tapping like, fuck it, I can hear Morse code coming. I'm like, it's her shoes screaming for help.
She's like, get me off this fucking stage.
So you were derby your class with the drag? And you did, obviously.
So I did it, and I don't even know what we'd went to. I went and got my makeup done and all, and Debenhams and all. And I know back in the day, it was so funny.
Mac?
No, actually, in Illamasqua.
Ooh!
Yeah.
They were the edgy brand.
They were the edgy girls.
Yeah, like, come on down, I'll paint your daddy.
Yeah, it was great. And Teddy was actually working in Mac at the time, and she came down and had a wee nosy and all. She was like, oh, what's this fucking bitch doing? And I was like, hello, love.
A potato.
And then we went out, and I got absolutely paralytic, the usual. And
not like you at all.
Not like me, rolling around. But the character originally was just a bit of a millbag. And I was talking about being fucking pregnant and all, and being given birth in the toilet and all, like, just carrying on absolutely stinking.
Stinking.
And then Trudy had asked me to do Cabaret the week after, which was then...
The Sunday Bingo Show. Yeah.
With, I think, maybe Rusty... Trudy and Tina at the time.
Me and Rusty did a week about.
I think so.
She was on the other. One week. Like, yeah. Week about, girl.
It was great.
Oh god, yeah, I must have missed that debut.
It was a squeal, and I can't remember. I did You're a Superstar, I think, and I had loads of glow sticks, trying to think I was really dead, cool and edgy, and broke all the glow sticks, and like was going to spin around and like sort of like throw them all out. But just, you know, that divine timing of drag, as I went to do that, they came out in a clump as someone in a wheelchair was going across the front, and the half of the clump just hit them in the fucking face.
You're a superstar.
Me turning to the back of the stage, fucking wet myself, like, be like, oh my god.
Doesn't that you said drag divine moment where you're gonna do something, like, I'm gonna throw all these things in the air as like lovely feathers, or they just come out like a clump of shite and flop on the ground in front of you, and you go, well, that moment was lovely in my head.
That didn't work.
Or the party cannon doesn't go off on the moment you want, and you just keep twisting it, and you're like, well, it's a stick now.
This is great. Woo! And everyone's like waiting for the moment, and you're like, alright, well, I'm fucking arsehole.
The moment's passed, and just as the song ends, it goes, and you're like, well,
that's whenever you ask someone else to do it, and they just don't do it at the time that it's supposed to be at.
Yeah, it's like at the moment, we'll it's like, okay.
That's when you do it.
And you'd be like, nope, it didn't happen. You go, well, and then they go, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Like, thank
It just comes out really, really randomly then. You're like, where the fuck did that come
from? Cut to the bone. I'll tell you who's good at a party cannon now. In the moment, is Sean McKee.
Oh.
Have that down to it. Sean McKee has it down to a T.
Down to a T. It's very good time in that one. It's very, very good. Very all good over the stage management.
That is our stage manager on a Sunday night. Sean, from behind the scenes, makes sure it all happens. Pulls the triggers.
That's his gunpoint. Hurry up. Get on that fucking stage, you bastard.
Oh, Jesus. So that's where you began your...
That's where I began, and then...
Your ways?
I don't know where it sort of came after that.
I know, you sort of, when you think back, like, how and what... What happened?
What was the events? I think then was the opening of Maverick.
Yes.
And...
Where all ladies from all across the globe came together.
Everyone came together, and Portia was doing Thursday nights, and she was bringing in, like, queens, a couple of queens every Thursday, and I started doing it with her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. High Jinx, wasn't it? No.
I don't know what it was originally called.
Old Tat by Lady P. Oh,
yes, Lady P. Then the Woman of North Down.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a gag, like.
Shout out to the Portia de Monte.
Portia de Monte. Lovely wee shoes, not? And the coral lip. She loves a coral lip.
Loves a coral lip.
Loves a coral lip.
That is a story I need to hear on this. I do. I need to get it out there, because that's one that we still talk about to this day. I'm like, remember?
Lady Chips and her coral lip.
Lady Chips, coral lip. Fucking right.
Fuck me.
Oh, there were some good times happened there.
Oh, and we really did have good crack, like. We did.
We did.
But I did. There with her, and then Boombox opens, and Portia was actually originally asked to host Boombox upstairs whenever it was opening, and Portia was like, look, I'm an old bitch, this you know, this is not right.
You can, like, I know.
Yeah, Sassy's a wee bit younger and edgy, whatever else, so
she doesn't wear a wig.
She's dead different. She wears odd shoes and all dresses as a tin of Campbell's soup.
Look at her, she's different. Get her. Oh, and then dresses, then print, you get that. Fuck, height of fashion at the time.
Had everything. The leggings, the bits, everything. I thought I was class.
I can picture it right now in my head. I'm like, yep, I can remember them. The Campbell's soup leggings on top of. Look at her, she's different. She's
bleached blonde hair and a big spike. And
she is different. But yeah, we'll get into the Saturday night business very shortly, because there's lots to talk about. The visitors, really, the acts.
There's so much going on at the time.
I know, amazing. There actually was. And then you look down, you're like, oh.
Right, what's happening now?
Well, mint, beef, carrot and onion. Brand new filling coming out.
Corn mints.
Oh, well, now that it's 2024, you better be
exactly.
You're in that banana block. You better be a plan for all.
Get cancelled again.
You'll be fuck yes. You were God. I'm writing all these notes today. I'm like, God. She was kicked down a flight of stairs. Cancelled. And was. Of
she
course,
took, she took a tumble into the divine.
And she was the helping hand in taking a single handed. She was the woman who helped single handedly take a nightclub down from the inside.
I know.
We're going to take a very short. We're going to take a short break in the podcast. We will be back in just a second. We'll see you soon. Heidi, hi, hoody ho. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where I am joined by the original Sassy, the one and only. The only Sassy.
The only Sassy.
Yes.
You're right, love.
What brought on the change to the only Sassy?
I just dropped the long shaft because I thought it was really fucking crap.
That sounded a gag. I dropped the long shaft. Doof. Well, here's the. Like, I dropped the long shaft.
Yeah.
My table! It's broken!
My cock just broke your ironing board!
Thank you. That's great.
No, it just decided.
You've got the lucky man in your life.
I was like, let's get fucking rid of that shit, because it was just too cheesy. It wasn't very suited to me. So then I just went with Sassy, and then my Instagram handle was always the only was always the only Sassy.
Right.
So then I just kind of people started calling me in it.
Yes, I was about to say, when people's Instagram, they just your Instagram handle could be like apple picking, and people are like,
apple picking over there, love.
Swear to God, I know people by their handle, like there's Sexy 1-2. I was like, oh fuck.
Oh, Granny Smith, there she is.
Like, just these names. Like, hi, there's our fucking Coco de Mall 3-4. Waving away. Do you want a wee drink? And a Jägermeister, love.
And a Shambuca, love, if you don't mind.
We Coco de Mall 4-2. Yeah. Brain cards, lovely beef.
But I just ended up going along with it. I was like, fuck it.
Don't. Have you ever been out and people are like, well, love her? Are you a full scale conversation? You're like, I don't know who you are.
Oh, all the time. Like,
it's because I'm steaming.
It's not even, see, a lot, well, obviously, a lot of the time I am fucking steaming, I'm wild, but you see, recently, like, I was saying this to Nina the other day, I was like, I genuinely need to ring the doctors, I was like, I think I have, like, early onset dementia.
You're forgetting things?
Just looking at people, and, like, being like, I have no idea who you are, and they're like, and you almost feel rude, I'm just like, I'm so, like, and it's just that thing, and then you're talking to them, and they know exactly who you are, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know who you, like, you know details about my life, kind of situation.
And I'm like, what about your ones?
Yeah. Right. How's everyone doing?
It's always the open-ended question. Is the best. And if I always says to everyone, even like just normal, it's in a shop, I was talking to the girl in the cashier about shit, and literally if somebody's and you just go, well, this is it,
yeah, smile and go, well, I have to. This is it. I'm going on here. And that's it.
Sure you know yourself, love?
That or that. This is it. Or sure you know yourself is the full stop on a sentence. Portia, the best way, she goes, well, great.
I know. That's great.
And that's how she, they can be all like, yeah, Portia, and Portia, but fantastic, my little pet. And touch you on the shoulders and skip to the doobie door and the way like fuck. And
she said to me, we had her in Libertine. She was doing like comparing and DJing the show whenever we did the Sunday show. And she'd come in every week whenever, you know, zhuzh.
Of course.
She'd be like, oh, how was your week? Have you done anything nice, my little cherub? And you'd be like chatting away to her, whatever. And she'd go, that's great. Really glad I asked. And then she'd just turn away.
I swear to
you
God,
bitch.
Portia de Monte, Marcus Hunter Neal, the legend, the myth, the mystery is a fucking legend. I swear to God, the relationship I have, she just sometimes sent me a text and just going, fuck up.
Yeah, every like, time.
Just in the middle of the afternoon, I go, ding, Marcus, oh,
her,
fuck up.
Her past birthday there, I'd message her, being like, happy birthday, babes, you know, have a gorgeous day. And she was like, fuck up.
Yep. Same thing. You'd write, the opening the salon. I hope the salon goes fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's so good. Great to see it. Fantastic. Fuck up.
Yeah. I was like, free time.
But that's her way of being so lovely. And I'm like, oh.
She is a squeal.
Fucking bitch.
She is. She's a funny bastard. Like, she really is.
Absolute gig. Dyslexic as it is long, but fuck.
Oh my God. I love those statuses, honestly.
Me too.
It just takes me a couple of days to get through it. Like, but okay, it's but always there.
Sure. We all know what she's at. I just write about fuck up.
And fuck you.
The last time we discussed in podcast, I got a text daily. Going, hello. I was like, yes, Portia, I've texted you, I'm trying to get you on, is there any fucking chance you could reply to me, love? She's been away in LA.
She's a busy woman.
Oh, why?
Busy
she's
bitch.
LA. She's back doing salon duties.
Sweet dreams, my LAX.
Not only in the salon, she just brushes up the hair and all around
the
salon.
She does the blow dries.
Does she do blow dries?
I don't know. Well, I've just made it up.
I hope she does. She's doing a wig styling business.
She applies core lips to everybody.
Yes, if you're feeling sad or down, please check into Embrace 2 Salon, where Lady Portia will apply that coral lip.
Coral lip just for you.
And of course, I'm still not going to tell you the story, but we can't. We're not.
No.
I want the lady herself to tell it on this podcast. It is going to happen, so do stick around, folks, and listen into it. But before we went on a break 17 days ago,
I love that. Dude. Got a little camel in from Jerusalem.
I love a tangent. I don't know why. It's like chatting to your friend. You know what you do sit when you're talking to somebody here? What about your woman? And you say, your next door, she smells like kippers.
Yeah.
Like, you just go off. On a tangent.
Kippers
in a tomato sauce. No, that's sardines.
Kippers
see them in Tesco's. And so there's a woman the other day. I was in Tesco's, right? I'm going to Delta work. I'm going off here, right?
Here she goes.
And I'd go from a big, near a big shop. You're a big shop.
The big shop.
And he's putting that was great. All went through, packed like fuck, packing like a fucking racehorse. Dead quick. I love being ahead of the girl. And
me too.
It's like a wee
competition to yourself. It's like being like, I wonder, she really impressed by how quickly I did that.
Like, especially in Lidl when they're like, use that bench. I'm like, nope.
It's the ones in the town whenever there's no fucking bench in the end, they're just fucking firing it through and you're trying to catch it. You're like, for fuck's sake, you bastard, give
pastel
me that back.
Pastel done that.
Give me back my pesto, you can't.
Then you've already like individually sliced the bread, so it's been frisbeed at you. Like, I can't catch it in a bread bin.
I went in one day during lockdown and Fallon and I had a good couple of smokes because it was a very smoky time during lockdown. And we went in, and you know the way they have that bread cutting machine?
Yes.
And I was so fucking high and I was just lifting cob loaves off and just fucking slicing. I must have sliced about 10 of them. Fallon was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'm just really enjoying this.
I really would love to. Do you ever see they're selling like little trainers, like their own trainers? Yeah. Just taking a pair of the trainers over to the bread slicer and slice them up and take them up to the cart. They're like, just having the little baguette. Just a little bit of trainer, you know?
I just wanted the sole. I didn't want the rest of the shoe.
It's like, no, I'm only after the heel, love. I'm only after that.
Oh my God.
That bread slicer. I want to put everything in it. Like, see now.
Everything.
There's one at the top of my street. I'm going to have to put fucking...
Do you ever get intrusive thoughts about it, though? I'm like, should I stick my hat in that?
No, you have to. It won't work because you have to pull the glass and all down.
Yeah.
So we'd know if there's a finger in it.
Oh, well. At least the thought's there.
It's like, I really want to finger the bread slicer, but I can't.
It's all those open air pastries. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, during the whole COVID thing, you were walking in, and I'm like, how many people have fucking coughed on this croissant?
No, don't, because I
like, seriously?
To squeal it on your stories, the pictures you'd post of, like, what was it you called it?
COVID cakes?
The COVID cakes.
Bakery in the Shore Road.
Jesus Christ. They, not only had they already looked, like, they had been fucked across the shop into the shelf, and then, obviously, people were coming in and fucking coughing and spluttering all over them.
So,
the dirty bastards.
I was in this place, and there's a wee shop, wee Vivo, fucking... Do you ever see, Vivo, there's Vivo Spar and Spar Extra and Eurospar, no, like, in a tier level, so extra. Yeah. Eurospar's like, oh, there's things we've never seen before. You could have ring in there late at night, gorgeous.
And then, selection of buns.
And do you remember the only Eurospar was in fucking Finnegan? You said, let's go up to Creighton Garage, get a snack.
Now there's fucking 3,000 of them.
I know. But then Vivo was like, like the shit of shit.
It is
like,
shit.
Like all you could smell was the bleach on the floor because somebody had mopped it 3 times over as a child.
Vivo Essentials.
Oh, of course it's the essentials. Like, do you want a bit of gear?
Yeah. Nothing's essential about it.
But yeah, during the what was sorry,
no idea what we were talking about.
Spars and Vivos there.
We were talking about
open air pastries.
Open air pastries, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yes, sorry, the cake, the COVID cakes. So COVID I was cakes. In this shop, it was a Vivo, as I said, and you were just standing in the queue and all these people, you know, posting shit, you're knocking everybody 2 feet apart. But there's these cakes were just like not even covered over, they weren't even like they're not protected. And there's fucking people fucking coughing on an iced finger. And I'm like, I'm not banning them bastard, but they look fucking gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They look, always look gorgeous. Mock cream bun. I love like an oil glazed, do you know like an oil glazed finger?
Yes.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Like, oh my God. Like a coconut finger.
Yes.
Stunning.
No, it takes me the fair, but then they're just a, like an old hot dog bap.
Yeah.
Covered in ice.
The cheaper, the more it is that it's definitely a hot dog bap. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Shemai maggots and she butters and all. I'm like, you're a fucking wrong one.
Butters it.
Dirty fucking bitch.
I know. It's really bizarre.
I just ate the whole thing. Oof, straight in. Pack it a four. Like, doesn't even touch the sides, honestly. Straight in.
And I tell you what, see the fact that it's all open to the elements, it really adds that flavour.
It like, does.
Old pensioners cough. You're like, yes. 3 days later, I know what that's been.
A bit of fake matter.
But in little I do reach to the back and always pick my pastries from the bag.
Oh yes.
Just to be, and then there's like some woman's like tutting at me like, you never use the tongs. I'm like, darling, I fucking tong you with the back of my fingers.
I know. And it's me gonna fucking eat it, you bitch, and I fuck off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna return the fucker and keep it at home, so if I wanna finger the fuck out of it,
it's
now
the ones you see them touching everything. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you fingering things?
That's when you use the tongs.
Exactly. Well, I know. But if let me just squeeze and see how soft it is. I'm like, I'll kick your cunt in, you filthy
bastard. Just take the fucking onion and take it home, you stupid bitch.
What did you do? Did you hear about little? Sorry, folks. You're just tuning in to listen to the chat about lie day. And the state of bread.
Yes, it's, the supermarket sweep.
But I was saying, I was at Delta Work, I was about to go off. The woman tutted basically at me in the queue. That does bring us back to what we were talking about sardines.
It's cold coming
yes,
back.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. She tutted at me, and I was like, the fuck? And sitting there, I was like, tell you what, how about you stop tutting with your fucking sardines and tomato sauce and one pint bottle of Budweiser? You can't.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't find my club card on my phone. So it was a whole
thing. Oh, so she was raging?
Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to that story, which was quite a bit of time.
I'm so glad we got there.
I know we did, but it went off. But it was sardines. She tutted at me, went a little and got bits out in the elements. But
dirty
anyway,
bitch, she was having fucking sardines and toast and a bottle of Budweiser.
Fucking
wild hell. Saturday.
It wasn't even, it was a Monday afternoon. So even worse for her.
Bitch.
So Saturday nights, yes, you were the host and compress of Satisfy at
New Groove
Box.
Yes,
from when it was the first Saturday nights, wasn't it?
When it first opened, yeah. I was doing the bits with Portia, and then we ended up. I mean, moved upstairs, and we like it was there in the launch night. It was class. Like, do you remember it opening? The excitement and all around it, because it was the first place that had opened in years.
That's very true. There was nothing of its like. Nothing. No. There was just sort of like one, two, couple of bars. That was it.
Yeah.
One bar, really.
And it was like, it was more alternative and a bit like cooler than the usual sort of like poppy type stuff, you know?
Yeah, it was like sort of beats.
But it was amazing. It was great.
Sort of things we'd see in sort of like a film. You know, somebody take poppers, or they go, unza, German, bunza,
yeah.
Bunza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of boys with no tops on, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. 100%. And I was like, I'm a spud. I'm a grit. It's like, I'm going to add more layers. Where's my burkini?
Sure, I'm fucking puckling about like fucking, what do you call it? Fucking a tin of soup or toxic waste or at one stage as well. I'd done some fucking wild looks in there.
I can remember one was just a pair of knickers, like you're black holded in knickers and two X's of your tits. You're like,
every time.
Like, sure. What happened then? I was like, just woke up at half an hour ago.
Am I bothered?
That's me ready to go.
Sure, fucking Paletta and I used to dance in the podiums.
Yes, Paletta was your guest. Oh my God, you've had so many
Because we had, originally, I think, It was just me originally, and then we had the Fire Angels, I think it was, were dancers on the podiums at the bottom of the tiered seating.
Yes, so in the old, before it all was refurbed, there was a tiered seating area which went up. Blue Hydrangea talked about it on last week's podcast.
She did.
Not last week, the week before, which episode 11. This tiering of the seats.
The tiering.
She discussed that and how they went up, so it was like a sort of a VIP area type of thing, yeah. But everyone could stand there.
And they had the big podiums and stuff at the bottom.
Podiums at the bottom, and you could dance like Vogue.
Yeah, they were great. They were fabulous.
They were good. I remember those. I remember one night trying to dance on them. I was like, that's too high for me.
They were so high.
Too tall.
Sure, Paletta used to fucking jump off them into the splits into and all splits. Sorts of stuff.
Paletta would jump off anything into the splits. She loves it.
Wild.
She's a queer splitter.
I used to dance on the edge of the fucking, what do you call it, the DJ box, you know, that little skinny piece of wood,
the tiny in edge.
Like fucking 10 inch fucking platform heels.
Lies.
Like,
it was them neon ones, yeah. We could hear the metal.
Were you there the night I fell on top of Judy Harsh?
Yes, I was. That room service was
yes, so we need to talk about room service
room
for
service
sure.
Was a thing.
It was fabulous.
It was basically a London club night run by Judy Harsh, DJ.
DJ extraordinaire. Fabulous world. Lady. Because they did, like, they had, I think they had, like, LA, London, Berlin. So they kind of had them in, like, major cities.
Yeah, there was one in LA, New York. There was London, Manchester, Birmingham. I don't know.
Sort of Glasgow, it, I think,
then
maybe.
They travelled around, so there's something like Amsterdam, Rome Service, mm-hmm. Berlin, and all this sort of each other.
And it
was just
Belfast.
That edgy music, like, Judy Harsh DJ, just in a tracksuit.
In a tracksuit.
Love her.
I loved her, she was great. She was just standing there, and she just knew the crack, like, and even her arriving and all, she'd get out of the car, and I'd be like, there's a wee cheeky celebrity here, you know, like, as if, like, And she was so cool and so dead on as well, which was always nice as well. Because I think I found her a wee bit intimidating at the start. And then once I worked with her a bit, I was like, oh, no, you're actually really sweet. You're really dead on. I think you're just a bit like, what the fuck is this place?
It's Belfast. Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
And it was in Boombox in its first reincarnation. So it was kind of just like,
it was very thrown together.
Wood.
Yes.
Floor. DJ. Dance.
Yeah.
But that was its
I think that's what was really magic about it initially. Yeah. And even like that oil smoking area out the back, it was fucking disgusting.
The floor would have went through at any moment.
Oh my god.
And you loved it. I loved it.
The old soggy wet grass.
Do you remember in
the gazebo that fell down?
Yes. Do you remember the winter the moss used to fall and then you slip in your hole? Good time. But you used to be so squeezed in on busy nights, like maybe a Wednesday when all the acts came over, like the Drag Race, you're so squeezed having a fag, like, burns the back of your arm, like, this is a great night out.
It always really reminded me, and there was something I always really, I know,
I want to go out.
Something I always really loved about that, like being really crushed in, like the very first night that I went out in, well, whenever I was legal of age, on my 18th birthday, we went to the M Club, and then we went to the Kremlin afterwards.
The M Club. For DJ EBCSA.
It was a fucking gag.
Oh.
And it was me and all the girls, we'd ever walked into the Kremlin, it was Saturday night, and it was fucking bummed. Do you know, whenever the Kremlin was really dark, and really, like, sexual, full of gays, you walked out into the smoking area, you couldn't move, at all, and it was just, like, burn after burn with fag, and I loved every fucking minute of it.
Sadistic as fucking grip.
I love it.
Great.
At least I know how to get a night.
The other week, I was actually in the DJ box, Union Street, doing the show, working away. Guys, if you're ever out on a Saturday, listen to this, come out and see me on a Saturday night.
Come
out and see me sometime. I do a show in Union Street Bar, 8 o'clock until 10. And then, of course, the lovely Sassy will be hosting other bits, which we'll hear about later on. So you can literally do a pre-drink with me and then go around and see her.
Absolutely.
I will stamp you with a lipstick and you will go around and she'll give you a extra money added on to the
Sharpie.
I'll give you a stamp for a Sassy event, but she'll add extra money.
I know.
Fiver,
you came from Union Street, so I'm going to charge you double.
But yeah, come and see me on a Saturday night, 8 o'clock to 10. I would love to see you. And let me know. Some people do actually come up and say,
it's a great show,
I'm loving the podcast, it's amazing, it's great. And I'm like, I'm really appreciative for people letting me know
feedback,
because you don't really hear much from people they even now you find Facebook and stuff, nobody likes anything. Nobody really interacts and stuff, so you kind of like, do you like it, do you not?
It's really hard to tell as well, and I don't know, I think people are a bit over social media, it seems a bit like, it's just like, fuck,
I think Facebook's had its time.
Oh my god, it should have been closed.
You try to like put something on, like, oh, this week, and it seems to like shadow ban everything, and you get like one person, it's always like your ma's mate, like, love this.
Thank you. I'd sign my ma every time, Tracy Marks drew it in, I love this.
I don't even get it. See, this is what's wrong on Facebook, Tracy Marks has not seen my statuses in a long time, and I haven't had a I've cried my heart out.
Oh my god, I'll have to get on to her. I'm like, bet you get onto that page now.
There's something wrong with Mark Zuckerberg's shite, because I'm
I'm not getting liked by her.
Bring back Bebo.
But yeah, but it's, as I say, people have come up in person, and a lot of people have said to me, it's actually a lovely fellow, Daniel, who said to me the other week, oh my God, I love the podcast. I love the fact that you're talking about times gone by.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, it's like memories. We're all sort of that age, or before I go, I remember this, I remember that. I'm like,
it's so nice to reminisce about it all.
It is, to go, oh my God, gag. And in a couple of years, there'll be ones that are only coming out now, we'll reminisce about this thing, and this time was the best. But every generation's time was the best, and then it's like,
exactly.
New shit's terrible.
But it's that, like, I think the excitement of, you know, because, oh, well, obviously you were doing it a couple of years longer than I was. So how long have you been doing drag?
14 years.
14, and I'm 11 years.
Ooh.
So, like, and it was that, but we all kind of...
14 and 11 years acting a fool.
Did everything together. So it was like really exciting. Like, you know, like everyone was working together. And I suppose the younger ones have that too now, because they're all coming up together.
Yeah, same thing. We just, whenever you sort of get older and you're like, right, you're just doing your bits. And you go home wherever. And you're like, I'm staying out to 4 in the morning after parties. But I think now I'm like, if it was an after party, I'd vomit. I'm like, I mean, only once in like, I don't know, maybe 6 months, I'd be like, is there a party?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? But usually I'm home after the show.
Oh, I'm wild. I never know when to go to bed. I'm at every fucking party. I'm fucking terrible.
I always see you somewhere. I'm like, oh, shiz. Whereas I'm like, right.
I'm a wild girl.
I get the drink in me, like, fucking. I'm like, I'm away home
to
watch The Simpsons and go to sleep. I'm a fucking old bore. I love it, but it's great. But yeah, the room service then, when it came to...
Belfast.
You had so many like guests. They were like not guest hosts. They were sort of like appearances or bitches that came and were just there to walk about.
Because there was Paletta and I were the main hosts, and then they would have brought in, like quarterly, I think it was. They would have brought in another host. So they would have had, who did they have? They had Austin Armacost in. He was on Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother, wasn't he?
Sexy bastard.
What he done or what?
I think he went out with Mark Jacobs. I think that's how he got. Famous?
Oh, right.
I think I could be wrong.
There you go. Answers on postcard if you know what why. There was also Perry Glasscock. He was on Hollyoaks.
Oh my God, he was a wee sexy bastard. Oh,
he was absolutely gorgeous.
Electra and I were dripping.
Dripping, because she then was also your other host.
She was the other host as well.
Many a host.
Girl.
And then obviously there was Judy Harsh appeared once or twice. Latrice Royale.
Latrice, we had that her in for whenever we launched Satisfy, because that came after room service, because it was originally just Saturday nights in Boombox.
Yes.
And they did room service sort of like, I think maybe every couple of months or whatever.
Every wee while, and it was just Saturday night. And then, yes, because you also, and then...
we did the video and all.
Yes.
With the hot man.
It appeared in my memories not that long ago.
It was great.
Oh, he was lovely. Still my favorite.
Yeah.
Gorgeous boy.
Yes.
But Francois Sagat, the porn star, also came to room service, didn't he? Francie Sagat.
Francie Sagat. Hello, you love. He was great crack, too.
He came over as well. I was like... What? That sort of built of a gentleman wouldn't be my type of thing. I'm like,
no. But I remember the time, like, not having a fucking clue who he was. Like, and it was, I mean, that happened quite a lot. I was like, I don't fucking know who are you.
At the time, who are you? Now you'd be like, okay, I remember that.
It's like, it comes up on my Twitter every so often, and I'm like, oh, look at the cock on bone.
He's still at it, is he?
Yeah, he's still at it. Still going. Still banging away there.
Oh, Twitter's the place if you want hardcore pornography.
Oh, I love
or the biz during a TV show.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was watching The Apprentice the other night, and they were all like, can't. I love just feeding along on Twitter. It's so funny to see people's reactions.
It's because they just tear people apart. Like,
people are triggered by so easily.
Yeah, so easily.
Easily. Yeah. It's like, I'm offended. Yeah. Why? What? See if something annoying me, or I see something, I go, right. Wow. Or see something, it takes a lot to shock me, actually, as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think over the years from doing different bits and seeing different things and hearing different things, you just get a bit used to it, which is probably fucking mental too.
Yeah.
You're just like,
you're sort of just numb, especially as a homosexual. Yeah. Right. People are like, oh, did you see the video of a fella getting fisted? I'm like,
yeah,
I just, like, right, great. Yeah.
Fucking wild. But even, did you see, obviously there was the video from the Pleasure Boys, whatever, but did you see the video? Now, it's a very different thing. The woman in the Hack Club in East Belfast, 60 year old woman, like, right. She'd be a larger lady, and she was fucking bollock naked with her wee fucking noonie out, and she was just squatting on fellas' faces.
When was it?
Have you not seen it?
Is she a stripper act?
I don't know. See, this is what I don't know.
I don't know
whether she's like a comedic stripper or whether she was just a wee granny off her nut.
No, this is a stramedic cripper. This is one bottle of Prosecco and just an hour bit of crack. Here you are. We're going to start putting the world to rights here.
Here we are.
Yes, she is a stripper act. She is known as Miss Spanky.
Stop.
Or she also... Or there might be another woman. We're not too sure. There's also one called Balaclava Woman. She comes in dressed in a balaclava and kicks your cunt dirty.
I've seen her. She's fabulous.
So I think, is it the same woman? I'm not sure. But there is one called Miss Spanky, which comes in and gets buck naked.
Oh my
and
God.
Like slams the puss in your face. And the fellas are like, and it's a gag. I'm like,
It was the fellas in the video were just so up for it. Like, they were just on their knees, rolling over on their back, and she was just squatting on their face.
A couple of vodkas in an old social club. It's like, they come in like a wee stagger glass. They're only £2.50. I would be fucking wheeled out.
Oh, those wee glasses. Honestly, like, we work in men's class.
Love it.
Love it.
The only place I used to get to work in men's club was somebody dies, and you go to a funeral. I'm like,
oh, why?
Do you want a round? Yes. And you buy a whole round for everybody. That'd be £7.50. I'm like, fuck me.
My granny and I used to always go to the workies. And,
the workies! The workies. That's the one I was thinking of.
I love the workies.
It's great.
And on a Saturday, we'd
White House Worker Men's Club.
Yeah, it was great. She would be jiving and all and dancing away after a bottle of rosé.
Jiving?
Yeah.
Oh, I love an old pensioners dance. The slush. They all dance together.
The like slush. I know, it's great. I'm like, go on, granny, look at you.
My granny and granny used to go there. My granny used to go down and get pished, watch the horse racing, and then stagger back up home. My granny, it was like, yeah,
that was my granny and granny as well. Oh, they loved an old drink.
If you live in North Carolina, you went to the work. He's like,
why?
It's a gag. They do a good dinner. They used to do a good dinner. I don't know, but I haven't been in ages now. Yeah. But a cheap drink, up to fucking late.
Always had a good buffet as well at a funeral or a christening.
There's always something about a sandwich at a funeral. It's
God, it's great.
Yep. It's the grief makes it better.
Like, it really does.
So lovely,
girl. Oh my God, this sausage roll is so amazing.
Stewed and onion, stunning.
Egg mayo.
Sorry for your loss. Who are you? We've never seen you. I'm sorry, I just like to go around funerals and eat buffets. Sorry, I'm away. Like, right. How did you know Aunt Janice?
Well.
Many a time. You could still be like, oh, sure, you know, many a time's been fine, and Janice was like, sure, you know yourself.
Sure, you know what Janice was like?
Yeah, this is it.
She's a bad girl with a bad habit.
And they'd be like, sure, this is it. And they go, and you walk in and get yourself a plate. You're like, oh, fuck, chicken curry. Did money these people have? Yeah. Fucking
oh, my God. No, you can always tell if they had a bit of money back
there. Money.
And I'll coin.
And a bit of coin because of the chicken curry on the go.
Yeah.
I love it. So, yeah, you also have...
that was another tangent.
It's trying to get back on fucking course. It's so difficult, but I love it. I chat. It's great. Also, as well, on our time at Boombox, we also did the Sunday service, which is a lovely cabaret evening. And we had a gig doing that.
Oh, it was brilliant. Good. Remember we did... You, Electra, and I did First Wives Club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was brilliant.
I have the pictures on my phone.
Me too.
We were Goldie Hawn, the girls.
Uh-huh. And I wore that white suit.
You did? And I was like, where the fuck does one bring a white suit from?
Zara. Do you know why I bought that originally? Because I, a couple of years before that, Miley Cyrus had worn one to, I think, the VMAs or something.
That's
and
right.
I was obsessed by Miley initially, and that's why I got it. And then I wore it to the Goskers.
Yes, the gay Oscars
one year,
Roman, which was
an old thing.
People got an old thing in a club room.
I know, a free night out.
Well, yes, very good. But yeah, oh my God, I remember your Miley era. You had your head and all shaved like her. You looked. I was like, look at that absolute bell end.
There she goes, looking like a little lesbian.
There she is. There she blows, you bastard. That's right. God, so you had the white suit, and yeah, we did. You don't know me.
You don't know me. And we had our fur coats, and all we ran off. Very camp.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say.
Yeah.
And when I go out with you. The rest of the words I do not know. Hey,
what are the rest? No, I don't know.
Da, da, I want to be young, not free.
Oh, we did the wee move and all the wee like da da da.
Oh God, yes, it is part of drag.
You could see us. We're like fucking gyrating all girls.
You have to be the nuns and sister act. You have to be. You don't own me. And Priscilla, the queen of the desert, at the or like
the queen mix with torches.
Or quit, yes, or that as well. But finally, as well, is definitely up there.
Yeah.
As a like, what would we do as a finale? Finally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, finally, fuck, somebody's got an idea. Yeah.
It's one of the ones you just pull out. Or what was the other one we used to do all the time? Bang bang.
Oh God, absolutely. Nicki Minaj, Jessie J, and the others.
It was great. Into the room. Moulin Rouge
still goes. Still do it. Still do bang. Like,
all the best.
Just look at each other. Bang bang. I go headed forward.
Every time I was like, I'll be Maya.
Maya.
I have to do fuck all.
She doesn't do very much.
She does nothing. It was great.
Does a wee screech.
And every time I missed it, I was like, they were like, you were all looking at me on stage. I'm like, babe, it's your bet. I was like, ugh! And then that was it.
You've done so good. Well done.
Well done, babes. Well done. We sticker for Sassy.
Slaying it, Sassy. People come to the end going, girl, tonight you're so good. Like,
thank you. I know you're lying. You can't because I'm shy.
My Maya is Oscar worthy.
My Maya is Maying.
Maya. We're going to take a very short break because Maya head is quite sore. We'll be back in just a second with more crack and banter from the set. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumble Dryer. Thank you for listening and being part of this adventure of my life. These are all amazing. Thank you for putting up with my latest, whatever the fuck I'm up to. This week I'm joined by... Sassy Longshaft.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
The artist formerly known as Sassy Longshaft, now known as Sassy.
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Oh.
Lemonade by Sasquatch. The main man. We were on the break, which we actually... We sat and took over for an hour, and then we're like, "Oh fuck, I want to do something here." Most of the best chat has actually been off the record.
It has.
I need to set up an old Patreon to put the bad stuff in.
100%.
If you want to hear all of the actual tea, I love people call it the tea.
The tea. He's like, pouring the tea.
It's like, no, nobody says it over here. It's like, give me the gossip. Who's a cunt? I'm like, well,
yeah.
Who is it? What? Who? Not? Who's in your hot or not at the minute? Generally, everything. Not even who. What? What is hot at the moment for you? What are you enjoying? What do you like?
What is hot in the moment? Staying away from everyone is probably the best.
In your 30s.
It's very that. I'm just like, I think I've just became a bit of a weirdo, a bit of a hermit.
I'm a hermit too.
I love it. Like, I'm just like, I like my own company, or like just chilling out with Felon or whatever, going for a wee quiet wine, staying away from, I can't be bothered with the drama.
Having a wank, getting a burger, you know, different bits.
You know me, I love a wank. I love having a wee cheeky burger, mid wank, and then back to it, you know. It's edging, except with gherkins.
It's gherkins. Cajun. But everything going on in
Yes,
there.
It's not tomato ketchup.
I like it. But yeah, no, I do. I've just got to the back. People are like, I'm out every week, every end of the week. I'm sorry, but no.
No.
I couldn't.
No.
I'm an old boon
bitch. I also only got one night a week in May.
Yes.
Like, I pay for it for about four. Is it the way I carry on, obviously? But I pay for it for like 4 or 5 days.
The
like,
way I carry on, obviously.
Not normal.
The fact you went to Porto and drunk the wine everywhere.
Jesus.
When was that, last year?
Yes, I was in Barcelona for my brother's stag do for 4 days, and we carried on absolutely stinking. I fell in love with the Spanish man, who was called Marco, but I insisted on calling him Carlos.
you suit the story in my head better as Carlos, not Marco.
He was just like, up. My name is Marco, and I was like, fuck up, Carlos.
I am Marco. I serve drink from the bar.
He was a lovely, lovely fella.
Do you want to la cuenta, por favor?
La cuenta, por favor.
The international sign for those, we just sign the air. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And smile. Look, Rusty Hinge says the glad eye. You give them, you know, like,
yeah.
You give them a wink and you just sign a signature in the air.
It's like, if anybody does that work, I'm like, literally one step off snapping their fingers off. I'm like, you cheeky it. Bastard, the just fucking ask for it.
International sign for the bill, just sign the air with a smile.
Yeah.
Some people also put their palm out as if they're signing a check.
Every time, and then sign their palm of their hand. I'm like, what are you doing?
Folks, if anybody's ever out and sees me anywhere, would you just be able to do that sign at me? And I'll know immediately. That's the podcast.
She's like, signing the air.
And of course, if you're ever and you see Sassy around ever coming into any of her venues or events, make sure you do sign the air when you're asking
Please
them what entry is.
Do. Like, if you want your fingers broke sharpish, that is exactly the way to go about it.
No, the first person that actually comes to her and does it gets free entry.
To me.
To yeah. Or to whatever you're organising, and I'll pay through the podcast. I'm like, somebody done the glad eye and the hand sign in the air. I was like, right, there you go. There's the £10.
That's your night paid for, love.
It's the banana brunch all sorted for you. But yeah, we were talking about in the break as well. Like, we were looking just through numbers in our phones, like, or the things you save things as in your phone. And I have certain numbers, like, I just, what are you saving someone as? I have one, it was like, Gemma's 40th, 16th of May, 2021. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
instead of just writing in a diary, I just save the numbers.
I like, have someone saved here as horny face emoji, hard eye, and the eggplant emoji. That's it.
How would you not know horny eye emoji, faceplant, and eggplant?
Lovely fella.
I have somebody called Funky Lad. I'm like, right?
Yeah, Funky Lad. There's somebody called Your Man.
There actually is.
Your Man. You
know, Your Man.
Like, what's your name?
Your Man. Okay, Your Man. I have, oh, there's so many.
It's like, looking wild.
I'm just looking down. There's like, just like, gum. Gum.
Gum.
See the Gia Gunn's number. There she is. The lady herself. Oh my God.
The Thini.
Probably changed her number, but now, there's many years ago. We've Healing Hands, Belfast. What the fuck? There's one, the guy that does weed, Heather Street. Like, why do I need to know that?
Manila Luzon.
Oh, wait, yo, got it.
Our Manila.
Here, speaking her. Of I want her. Manila Luzon. Dude, hit it for a laugh.
What? Hit it?
Go on, ring it. See if she answers. If she does, I'll go, hello, Manila.
Where did it go?
Go on. I dare you.
Where Ringer. The fuck it? Where is it went now?
Type it in.
Come here now, do you? Where is she?
There's one. Manuel Malaga Taxi. I gotta ring him like, hello, is it Manuel? Is it a taxi? You doing taxi, isn't it me?
Oh, it's not working. It mustn't be a thing anymore.
I'm ringing Manuel Taxi.
Hello, Manuel.
Swear to God.
Hello? Hola, buenos días, buenas noches.
Buenas noches, dígame, caballero.
Hola, sí, ¿es Manuel?
Sí, soy yo.
Hola, buenas. ¿Con taxis del aeropuerto?
¿Para el aeropuerto Málaga?
Sí, sí.
¿A qué hora, caballero?
Sí, por favor.
¿Pero ahora?
¿Con sexy?
¿Perdón?
¿Sexy?
No entiendo. ¿Pero qué necesita ahora? ¿Ir al aeropuerto ahora?
Lo siento, el nombre es... wrong number, sorry. Puta. Puta.
It's called him a slut at the end. Puta.
See if he rings me back.
My number's not even on hold. It's like, God, here... I might need his number. Me and Rusty go back down to Tourmalinas. Like, Manuel taxi. I don't... I remember this guy. I was like...
Say the fuck is Manuel?
I don't know, but there we go.
I wonder if he has sex.
Basically, what I asked was, can I get a taxi to the airport? And he goes, yes, do you want it now? I was like, yes. Like, right now? I was like, yeah. Right now.
So
he's like, ahora. I was like, do you call me her? No, ahora. And no. I was like, sí, cuánto... sorry, lo siento, my wrong number. Like, lo siento, es número...
Yeah.
Wrong number.
I used
so
to be
broken at the end.
Fabulous at the old Spanish whenever I lived in Spain with Andrea McKenzie for 6 months.
Andrea McKenzie?
Andrea McKenzie. And she fucking, like, we were fucking wild. I was virtually fluent at one stage and then came home and forgot it all.
Forgot the whole thing.
The whole thing. Because it's not practiced at all anymore. I'm fucking terrible.
When you don't practice it, and I'm like, oh, I know I'm quite
you're great.
I can have a good conversation. Like, buenos días. On the plane, it's like, señores pasajeros, bienvenidos a bordo este vuelo con destino a Málaga Aeropuerto.
Yeah.
Rogamos colocar el equipaje de mero de menciones en los compartimentos superiores.
I can't wait to be on a flight someday and just hear you over that wee telephone. Like, giving it the Jedi. I'm like, oh, there she's there.
Or like an English accent. Hola, buenos días, on board your flight.
Do you do accents whenever you're on the things?
No, but I'd love to.
Oh, you should.
17 crew members on board. They go, good afternoon, the Bluetooth device is connected.
Would they be raging if you did?
Don't know.
You should.
Probably not.
Be a squeal.
Not for anything like safety related. You know, like,
yeah.
Die, be careful. But if it's something like, we're coming through very shortly, but toasties. If anybody wants to have my hot
any milk tea? Toasty.
Any teas?
Any Yorkshire tea, love?
We are coming through very shortly with a fantastic range of discount brands on board
perfume
today.
Bits.
Like perfumes and fragrances, cosmetics and gadgets. It's now turning into a lady from County Down. All of a sudden took over from the Englishman and she's saying, good afternoon.
Excuse me, can I please have an oat mocha?
Oat mocha? We don't do that, madam. We only do oat milk sachets.
Oat sachets.
And you can pop it into a coffee.
Pour it in.
And we'll pour you the half coffee.
Pour the milk.
Pour the tea. And that's out of Mulan. Yes.
I love her.
I love Mulan. I love that film.
It's great.
For years, I thought her name was Mullen.
Wee Mullen. Turn around the corner. She's from Devon.
Remember when Disney used to bring out a trailer and you waited, it felt like a year
until
the film actually came out. So when it was, I was like, who the fuck's Mullen and what she's all about? Yeah. It was actually Mulan.
Who's this wee girl? Look at her. She's looking dead different and oriental and all carrying on.
I swear, see kids, they're evil. Like, kids are evil. Like, yeah. I remember where I lived and, like, Carmoney, there was a wee Chinese girl running about and everybody screamed Mulan at her. And I was like,
oh, no.
For fuck's sake.
There was a girl in my school and...
oh my God, Manuel rang me back.
Oh, stop it. He's like, I'm here for your taxi, you silly bitch.
I'm like, sorry, love.
Sorry.
WhatsApp audio. Oh my God, he's got my number. Oh, he sent me a voice message. Oh, sorry. What's he said?
Hola, buenas, soy Manuel, taxista. You have a book de taxi. I go to the airport. ¿Puede decirme el día y a qué hora para ir al aeropuerto?
When do you want to go to the airport and where are you?
No.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Manuel. Wrong. I need to find translate here to write back. I'm sorry, it was wrong number. I didn't mean to.
I'm here, I'm on the beach.
It's like, I'm actually being fingered by a horse. Pardon.
I'm currently being hoofed.
I'm like, I'm sorry, wrong number, Manuel, love. I was pranking you on a podcast.
He's thinking he's getting a wee gig to the airport. But
he's like, finally, I can feed the children. I'm like, I'm sorry, Manuel, my love. I was ringing you from Manchester on Lads Podcast where we talk about BMWs and Audi.
And big cocks.
Lads Podcast, upper lads.
I hate laddish behaviour. That is my current knot thing.
So, yeah, we never even got a knot. What
that,
like, but the knot is lavish.
I hate it. And it gives me the ick. I have so many, like,
released X recently.
What are they? Like, what's wrecking you?
Most things. Like, even just, like, people, the way that they get on and, like, in public, and you're just like, fuck off. Just stop being a dick. Like,
what's your behaviour?
Getting on the bus the other day, and there was this woman that was just being an absolute, like, obviously bus drivers are cock ends most of the time anyway, and she was just being a fucking arsehole, and he was just, like, looking at her, and she was just squealing over the bus, and it was just like, shut up and go and sit down. You're paying £2.20 on a bus. Who gives a fuck? Sit down and enjoy your journey.
Exactly. I'm like, bitch, stop being a dick.
Yeah.
But everybody, I'm icked by everything. I'm like,
me too.
It's the GRWM, get ready with me. I'm like, why is everything just cut down to, like, if you know, you know, IYK, UK, YK.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there's something else. And I'm like, if your granny's not well, let me know. I'm like, IG, you know. Oh my god. Not that that's not real, but if it was,
yeah.
I'm like, if your granny's not well, let me know.
Hello?
You can hear people on my street? Can you hear them?
You can, the wee bastards.
Kids screaming. I'm gonna shout out, your mass fucking sick.
Lock off around your own door, you wee bastards.
But literally, you go, IYGNWLMN. If your granny's not well, let me know. I'm like, okay, no problem at all. It's like, everything's now, like, a sentence is now reduced down to just letters.
Change.
Like,
granny, you know, to gay, and then we can use it all the time.
If you're gay, no worries, let me know. IYGNWLMN.
Amen.
It just turns into a language. Or, like, Sassy is hosting an event this week. Shihatwe.
Shihatwe.
S-I-H-A-E-T-W.
Oh.
Shihatwe.
Sehato.
Sounds like quite Asian. Sehato.
Sehato.
Ni hao sehato.
Oh.
Konbanwa sehato.
Three levels.
I'm learning Mandarin as well. I get bored a lot.
I would love to learn Mandarin.
I love Mandarin. There's so many, like, different tones. Mm-hmm. Like, there's different, like, to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really interesting.
Different ways. And it's like, that is great. Where we're just like, hello.
Yeah.
They're like, ni hao.
I would really like to learn, like, a Baltic language as well, like Polish.
I'm freezing.
I'm fucking Baltic.
There's no heating in this house.
Very the gas cool. is on the fritz.
Level 2. Is there any chance of a heater here, a halogen heater? Level 3. For fuck's sake, light the fire.
Do you know what I fucking seen the other day, speaking of fucking halogen heaters?
Mm.
On Temu, they're fucking selling candles with a terracotta pot on top of it for heating your house.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. During the winter, now we're moving into the summer. They're like, no use to no toppings, but, like, I love the summer. Now you let you use less gas.
Gorgeous.
Save money, make sure you spend it yourselves, folks, and if you are, don't spend it on your
gorgeous.
Kids.
Gorgeous. Buy myself a bit of smoky bookie.
I do find that if you are living by yourself, or if it's only you and someone else, and you don't have any dependents, like,
mm-hmm.
as you come into the summer, you're only using your gas or your oil for your hot water. So
it's great.
We really
saved so much money. We did. We're talking shite.
We were somewhere there, and then we went to somewhere else. No, your ex's like lavish behavior. You're not a fan of at all.
No, not a fan.
What else is
extreme wokeism?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, stop. Like, just stop. It's just painful. Stop looking for issue in everything. You're not only pissing other people off, also, just enjoy your life.
Yeah.
You're annoying, like, yourself.
There's a person on TikTok that complains all the time. Like, what I'm so sick of is this. I'm like, or what I'm tired of. I'm like, why are you always tired? I'm like, darling, take some drugs, have a laugh.
Yeah,
like,
have a gag.
Even if you don't even take drugs, just take some really strong painkillers and have a good 4 hours. Just
absolutely.
Like,
that's nothing better than a couple of 50 over 100s and just land on the sofa and have
Since taking a seizure, I'm being epileptic and all. I can't have nothing now.
You can't do it. You have to be careful.
I could just take a good painkiller and have 4 hours of wonderful, like.
I mean, I used to be wild back in the day for the bits and pieces, the extracurricular. But
really?
I mean, but now.
I was still scared.
Not as much.
Like, I would only touch, like, I don't know. But even still, you always just, like, people going, oh, here, have acid. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Felon and I did acid.
Really?
You've heard it
here first.
Do you know when it was? whenever we did, it was one of the lockdown prides, and we did it over in the 343. It was myself, I think Misty, Electra, Dick Von Dyke, DK, and I'm not really sure who else was there. And we basically recorded in 343, and then I went back to a party in Felon's house at the time.
Yes, we were doing the online drag
shows.
Shows. Everyone had a good online drag show.
We were like, Felon was like, here, I've got a bit of acid up there that I've had for a couple of years. I don't think it'll work.
What way does it come? Like, what is...
It's a wee tab. Like, it's almost like rice paper, do you know, like, sort of thing.
It's like one of those things. Remember, like, Aquafresh you used to have, or like the old...
Do you know, like, the edible paper?
Yes.
It's like that. Oh. The look-a-look. It's kind of like that, but like a little square or something sort of similar
to
that.
You just put it in your tongue.
Just put it in your tongue kind of thing.
Listen to me. They're going to want to tell me what
tell me what that is.
Whereas everybody thinks it's like it being from a dropper, you know, out of the
Yeah. Like, well, I think you can take it in other ways. Like, obviously, but I think that is like the main one.
The main one. It's sort of like on a piece of like
paper. We were at a fucking gig. At one stage, Fallon thought he was a disabled car. He was like, we were walking around to my house and he was like lying in like a disabled car parking space and he was like, I'm a disabled car, and I was like, oh my god.
And are you seeing like, I was like, all these colours,
we had beautiful sex, it was, oh my god, it was incredible.
Like, what like, was everything brighter or vibrant?
Everything, like all the colours were just sort of like more, yeah, more vibrant. Everything was a bit like, instead of it being sharp, everything was a bit like looser, and you kind of felt a wee bit wavy, and things moved differently, and I stayed away from mirrors though, that was a bit creepy.
Oh, like, when you looked in the mirror, like,
your eyes do funny things, and you could see why people could really freak out.
Yeah, where we go, oh, hallucinating in different bits. Going, oh my god!
Like if you did it, we were outside in his sort of like backyard area, full of plants, gorgeous. So like even the plants and stuff were like, you know, you could feel them moving. Yeah, you kind of feel as if you are like an element to do with everything else.
Right.
It's really odd.
That sounds...
But it was gorgeous.
That sounds nice, but I don't know. I think I would probably have a fucking breakdown because I already have anxiety already.
Aye.
And the epilepsy. I've been fooling
the
guys.
You need to be careful, like...
No, I just...
Stay away.
I take a prescription tablet from the doctor.
Not taking an oil mushroom or anything?
Jesus, no.
No.
No. I know I knew I love Amsterdam and stuff, but you see a lot of shops and I go, mushrooms, they're not real mushrooms. They're just basically an oil mushroom from Tesco's, dehydrated.
Sold
the dickhead English people who think, lads, and they're... Oh, do you ever see all in black Adidas tracksuits, the Nike, whatever, and then they all pose in pictures with the
they all look exactly the same.
Or do you ever see the muscle out, like the muscle arm?
Oh my god,
there's always got the muscle,
it's like
arm.
A broken arm.
It's like, look at this arm, or the arms like that, and the upwards way, or the downward. Yeah. It's like, why are you showing the fact that you have chicken wings?
Yeah, it's like my granny used to say, they look like they're carrying TVs under their arm.
100%. It's that lad pose. Everyone wearing it used to be Burgess years ago. Remember, like, you'd always tell a Catholic was in a Burgess.
I loved a bit of Burgess,
but wasn't it true that it was always like a little Catholic smack? Boy, wore Burgess.
Of course.
A Protestant one on our side wouldn't wear it. No. I seen a Burgess in that. And just
not in Ballyclare Secondary, you wouldn't have seen that.
Remember the wee tiny fringe there? Yeah. And I was like,
you had a wee fringe.
I didn't.
Did you not have like a wee, like, did you not have it all like separated out with gel?
I did. It was short.
At one stage?
It was just short and I was quite fat.
In school?
So I looked circular.
Yeah.
It's quite the fat boy back in my day.
So was I, girl. So was I. We were large and in charge.
You were young, but then whenever you were in school, you were a lovely looking thing.
Oh no, not well.
You were like that fruit that used to like dance. Like, look. No, you were like Martin Prince out of The Simpsons. Like, hello everyone, I'm going to play the flute.
And like Billy Elliot. It's like, fuck's sake. Like, I want to dance, daddy.
You're
what
a fucking,
the fuck was that?
You're a fucking cunt, Billy.
You're a faggot, Billy.
You bring embarrassment to the family. I work in the mines. You fuck me over. You're
gonna bait the bollocks out of this piano, Billy.
And then Billy's down in London making fortunes. So I was like, Billy, I tell you what, take the cock for daddy.
Hear that? Whoever played Billy whenever he was older, coming out and he did that swan jump, I was like, Jesus, that was like a gay awakening for me.
I wonder who. Yes. There's loads of films with my gay awakening.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, hi.
What was your like moment wherever you thought like, oh, or whenever you like looked at the man you had a real crush on or whatever?
Hardcore Anal Daddies 5 was up there as one of my...
What the fuck is that?
Me and my mum sat and watched it one night and Hardcore Anal Daddies 5. Nobody
I was like, where the fuck is she going with this? I was like, what the fuck?
Is the point? No, okay, right. Wow, what was your like, oh, hello. First memory that pops up was, remember Skins on Channel 4?
Oh yeah, I know exactly who you're going to say. Mitch here.
I was always like,
he was gorgeous.
I bet you he would have a hairless hole.
Oh,
that sounds
yes.
So disgustingly rude, but I love it.
I had pictures and all of him on my wee, like my wee USB drive and all.
Oh yeah, check like, her hard drive,
my wee cheeky folder, and fucking who else?
Your GCSE hard drive.
100%.
Every girl had
the media studies suite just checking out my man.
You on your lever arch folder? I'm stuck there. I'm going. Scott loves. Sassy loves.
Scott for Mitch.
Maxi.
Yeah.
Maxi Pal.
2K13.
Oh my god, no, I love Skins. And people, do you remember at the time people made it that was their lifestyle? I was like, you are making your life about a TV show.
Yeah.
And there's still people that kind of get on the comment.
They do.
Oh yeah, we're having a party. I'm like, you're a dickhead.
You've
worked on Monday, get your shit together, you're 40.
I know. It's that too. And I mean, I became really aware of that recently. I'm like, fuck me, I'm the fucking 31 now, and I can't keep continuing on like this. Like,
Like, you can't. One, I'll put myself in an early grave.
I put, like, I'm more of a sort of, like, see, when it comes to, like, a Thursday night. Well, I used to, because I used to, when I used to do a show on a Friday, a Thursday was organising music and costumes, and I took a wee vodka just to sort of, having fun.
Of course, loosey-goosey.
Because I used to, like, work and do bits during the week, which I still do. I work for the airline during the week. And then, now it's a Friday night, I take a beverage, getting together for a Saturday and a Sunday. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, lovely. And, yeah, you still go out the weekends, have a gig, and then sort of Monday to Friday just chill out. And I do, yeah. I would sit in the house, just chill out, watch TV, and be like, lovely.
I love a wee, I just love it, just a wee cheeky chill. Like, I would take a wee wine maybe during the week, but I've kind of just got this into my head now, where I'm like, if I drink, say if I drink on a Monday or Tuesday, I'll not drink the rest of the week. Or if I kind of end up like lasting through to like Friday or Saturday, that'll be like, you know,
I'll reward myself. Yeah, with yeah, drink. Yeah. Does anybody else feel that way? Let us know in the comments, or just individually message Sassy and say, you fucking alcoholic trollic.
I know, absolutely.
You need to get a fucking, get a hold of yourself, clip them nails, stop looking get like a woman.
Get to my beautiful nails, they're, my hockature, the lovely Flynn.
They're lovely like marble.
They're fabulous. They're fabulous. I know they need to, they're very long at the minute.
Delicious. Okay. Well, it's one of the ones where they're growing it. Like, it's ASMR, and those people are like, I'm just gonna, do, you know what my ick is? Do you ever see people are making cooking videos, they do something, and they drag the knife across something to hear how crispy it is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Just fucking cut your toast, eh?
Yeah, they're like, oh, toast, eh? Yeah. What are you scraping it for? Like,
well, because it's burnt.
Part of me wants to make a video, the toasty, but then the image changes so quick into the bottom of somebody's old foot, and I go, "Do you hear them soles? They're working soles." You'd love to and go, "What about that? You fucking dragon bastard!" And then in the, you know, third one, so it's so quick, it goes into their old foot, and their yellow sole. You know,
oh my god, gross, sole, gross.
Like,
this is speaking, I need to get my feet done again. I fucking, they're wild recently. They're like old hoofs.
Everyone, like, I've talked about drag, like, and what part of the career did your feet go to fuck? I'm like, yes, you hide them behind everything.
Terrible.
Wild.
My fucking three toes on the edge, with the baby one right in, they're just fucking underneath the rest of my, they're just tucked, this from wearing, just because I've always wore, like, pointed stilettos for, since I started drag, my feet are fucked.
Thankfully, mine don't, because I wear tights as well. Mm. They trap you to death, like, yeah. And you're in pain, and you're just like, this is why alcohol's invented. I stand here and smile while somebody tells me, my mummy literally shit herself your week, and I love your drag. It's great. I'm like, stop talking shit in my ear, don't care.
I know.
I really it's need that. To win the back. And then once your tights are on, if they're hurting you, there's no fixing that shit. That's you for the night. Fucked.
Unless I can't do tights because it hurts so much. Like, it really, because the pressure on your feet, it's just so sore.
What I actually did was take a pair of the high heels that you have and blow the hot hair dryer on them.
Oh?
So it's literally soften, hold the heels and literally hair dry the fuck out of them for a good maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So they're soft, and stick your feet in them with a pair of socks on, like a football soccer, a PE kit on.
That's what I used to do years ago. I used to do the hoovering in the house with the heels on to break them in.
Proper Freddie Mercury business.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as they have moulded around the shape of your hog foot, then you take them out of it. But I found the ones I've been buying recently, they just go, no, back into original size.
Aye.
Fuckers.
It's just pure plastic.
And they're very, like, steep as well, so they give you pure plantar fasciitis. But hey-ho, it's all about glamour in the moment.
I know. I've got to the stage, too, where, like, as I used to wear really high shoes, and now I'm just like, they're getting lower. They're getting lower. And it's like, my fucking calves, my legs.
Do you
want to
see something sexy?
Oh, look at that sensible heel and I'll block.
I had sprained my ankle and was still adamant that I was not getting a flat on. I was like, I'm a sprained ankle. And even my mum was like, you can't wear a fucking heel, you dickhead. Uh-huh. You're going to do more hand. So what is in my hand, folks, is a block heel open-toed shoe. It's Primark wide fit. Extra
absolutely comfort. Fucking brutal is what it is.
It's stinking. I'm so glad Teddy never seen it, which was here the other week, because
the green dress, I was fucking,
the green
I was
dress
sent.
Is behind in there, and it's
is it this thing?
No, that's it's like a stage piece. I'll show you it shortly.
A stage piece.
It is basically a sequin green, like large, look like a disco catsuit, basically with flared legs, flared arms, like great dude, fucking burn, baby, burn, disco rap,
yeah,
burn.
Yeah. She
simple,
hated it,
but literally just went for that. It's like a child before. She's like ADHD. The cunt never went. I was like, "Are you hateful bastard?"
And she just got that fucking green dress. I'm just making me squeal.
Loads have asked me to want to see it, and I will. The next time I was wearing it, like a week after that we recorded, but I haven't got round to actually taking a picture. So I will wear it again and make sure that it says "Titty, you fucking rat bitch,
you little bitch."
So tell us here, where can we find you and shout aggressive things to you?
You fucking whore.
Or
is that the minute? What have we got to?
Or if we want to shout IGNWLMN, if Granny's not well, let me know. IYGNWLMN. Or Sassy is having a ET. What the fuck was it? Sassy is having a pregnancy on a Wednesday afternoon.
On a Wednesday afternoon, that's her. Or if you want to international sign for the La Quenta, absolutely.
You better sign that. You better sign that. So there is, you're doing quite a bit at the moment.
So we're doing all the wee bits and pieces. Yes.
The banana brunch. What is the, tell us about the
banana brunch. It is a fabulous drag brunch with myself, Eleanor Vosk, and the lovely Miss Tasty. It's in Banana Block in Portview on the Newton Arch Road, and we do them every couple of months.
Oh yes, Banana Block. I was in there myself and Trudy and planned it on a Eurovision night many moons ago. Fabulous, lovely.
It's a class venue. It's really cool.
It's really nice. It's very open, bright.
Yeah,
very bright.
It's in an old mill, so it's pretty cool.
The old mill.
So there's tickets for that available on, I think it's bananablock.org, I believe.
Fabulous. And when do you do that? The last of the month?
They're like the last Saturday or Sunday of sort of every other month sort of time. So
beautiful.
Gorgeous. And we're obviously launching our brand new gorgeous one in the rooftop of Bullet in Teto, called...
Tito, which used to be Babel, but it's now Tito.
It is.
And that is in the roof of, that's basically part of the
Bullet Hotel.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello,
I'm back
sir.
Again.
Barbegal.
We call it the Burping Arab. Now it's a new character for the
podcast. That's her.
I want to know about your show. Do you serve hummus and
flour? No, you sell prosecco.
I love hummus.
Oh, I love it. With my flatbread.
Yes.
Can't we get into this? We're fucked.
Yes. That is the rooftop drag brunch, and that is also with myself, Eleanor, and Miss Tasty as well.
Fabulous.
We are launching that on the 25th of May, and their tickets are
available.
It's gonna be me.
The Bullet Hotel's website.
It is indeed, and through I think Open Table, the restaurant booking system.
The laugh. It's very good.
So it's nice, sort of like personal, instead of like your sort of traditional drag show where it's on a big stage, whatever else. We perform in and around the tables, and it's all very up close and personal.
Staff are serving chips, and you're dancing beside
Absolutely.
The gravy.
I'm just like, look at that pepper sauce. Gives it a
love.
I have had
many a gig where I've been dancing around dinners, and like, this is really awkward.
It's great.
It's great. I'm like, this is weird.
I know.
I'm dancing beside a quiche.
Yeah, there's like an old buffet beside you with an old chicken and raisin curry.
Oh, I've definitely been dancing beside a curry before. Like, definitely at many christenings and whatnot. But Shankle, I have been doing a few burlies beside a curry.
Yeah.
Or beside a funeral sandwich. I'm like, I love it.
Nice and dry.
And you also have been doing a fabulous club night I've seen of the BY called Mince.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Mince before we go.
We launched Mince in Banana
Potato, Block, Carrot, and Onion.
In August, yes. Corn Mince for all you vegans out there. And it's basically a queer club night with techno music. It's just basically like a community night for people to come and do whatever the fuck they want and stay away from, because a lot of people don't like going near the actual scene itself, so they like something about, because not everyone likes cheesy pop music, so they want to go somewhere else where they can it kind of gives sort of like Berlin sort of like underground
room service vibes. It is kind of that. A taste of what room service
dress
was.
Up to whatever you like. It's myself and Nina hosting. There's girls on performing.
Miss Nina works.
The only Nina now. I think she dropped the work.
Oh, the work was dropped.
She wasn't working.
She wasn't. Shout out to Nina Work. Oh my god.
Oh, we here love her. My best girl.
Her stories and whatnot on Instagram. That house were.
It's in her house. Amazing. Castledona Hill. Yes, her and her lovely partner Nick, who is the main DJ for Mince as well.
And
they own that house, and it's fucking incredible. The views of the city. Oh my god, it's amazing.
Like, imagine just being on your hands and knees getting rimmed looking out at that view.
I know. And she does every night.
There's definitely a rim with a view.
A rim with a view. There we go.
I was building up to that.
There we go.
She got jokes. So we've got Mint as well, and your next one's coming up as well very shortly. There'll be details.
It is indeed. It's coming at the end of April.
End of April.
Yes.
Well, that's next week.
That is not April. Sorry, May.
Sorry. It's gonna be May again.
So there you go. There's the fucking
many May things.
Alzheimer's again. It's all gone.
Oh my god. Well, here, I would love to get my own one of your brunches. I'd sing to you.
Absolutely.
I'd serenade you like Franz Messingat. Tell me more. Well, I tell you one more time. IYGNWLMN. If your granny's not well, let me know, because that's what it's all about. But here, thank you so much for joining me on the Laundry Room podcast to do a proper tangent episode, because this
absolutely was a tangent. It's been my absolute pleasure, loves. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's been great. We've enjoyed two bottles of Prosecco, and I hope you enjoyed our chat while we've been at it. In the meantime, make sure you go and follow Sassy at The Only Sassy. The only username you will find, because it's the only. If you just type in The Only, she just pops up. As soon as you type in Tumble Dryer, my name appears. Yeah, so it's one of those ones where, you know what, it works.
We got
in
there.
The long
we
run.
Did it.
We were fools to start. We still are wearing women's clothes and
Oh, stop working for ourselves. Thinking about it.
Ball bag. Guys, once again, thank you so much for listening in every week. You are absolutely amazing. If you would like to write in the podcast, tell me any stories or anything you'd like me to discuss or any topics you'd like myself and my next couple of guests to discuss, well, let me know. Just literally send them in to my Facebook or Instagram, Roxy Double Dryer, and I will get on to it and interview bitches about what they think about everything.
Oh, yes. Everything, all the bits, right across the board.
Never actually got one of what was your likes at the minute. We got your ex.
Oh, I don't like your ex.
You don't like anything. Yeah, fuck up. Bastards.
Wine.
In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope your hold's awake. And if it's not, give me a shout because I'll give you a proper good go. Thank you, Sassy, once again.
Thank you, love.
I'll see you all soon on the next episode of the Laundry Room Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.